from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Wednesday, May 13th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. In Northeast Ohio, the Wayne County Sheriff and a deputy are recovering after being stabbed in West Salem. ONN's Natalie Clydesdale has more.
Investigators say they got a call about a man who was acting erratically. Deputies made contact with the man and issued a disorderly conduct warning, but about an hour later, deputies were called back out to the area. This time, investigators say the suspect stabbed a deputy and the sheriff with what was described as a standard pocket knife. Officials say both the sheriff and that deputy are expected to recover. However, the suspect took off, sparking a large multi-agency search, and just before 1 p.m., deputies found the suspect and he surrendered peacefully.
Columbus police say 10 juveniles and one adult were indicted on nearly 300 felony charges for their alleged roles in an organized theft ring in central Ohio. ONN's Lacey Crisp has the story.
The Columbus Police Gang Unit, along with their intelligence and data analysts, worked on a very targeted investigation. They followed 10 kids ages 18 to 15 for months. They say these kids, along with the mother of two of the teens and an aunt to another, worked together in a very organized way and broke into and stole cars across the city. Columbus police say the crime impact was massive, and these are just the areas where there was enough evidence for charges.
A University of Toledo Medical Center surgical resident who drugged his pregnant girlfriend has delayed a hearing before the Ohio Medical Board. ONN's Melissa Andrews reports.
UTMC surgery resident Dr. Hassan Abbas forced his pregnant girlfriend to take abortion medication. The Ohio Medical Board suspended his license, saying he admitted to it. Abbas was scheduled to argue for reinstatement this week, but the board told 11 Investigates he requested the hearing be pushed back to November. Abbas was convicted on 4 felony charges last week. Abbas will be sentenced June 24th. He faces up to 5 years in prison and a $15,000 fine.
Violent incidents at Cincinnati's historic Fountain Square have prompted calls for heightened public safety patrols. ONN's Brianna Albizu has details.
The most recent fatal shooting at Cincinnati's Fountain Square last week comes 7 months after a double shooting in the same place that made national news. Now, city leaders are considering a permanent 24/7 footprint expansion from the Cincinnati Police Department. This would be a first for the Queen City, which has also expanded drone surveillance to 90% of the city for immediate response times. City Council is also considering a secure parking lot ordinance with bright lights, cameras, and guards.
The Cleveland Metropolitan School District and its teachers union have agreed to retain 60 teachers that were set to be laid off. More from ONN's David Greenberg.
There is going to be still a large number of layoffs. And just last month, CMSD announced that they were going to be letting go of 410 staff members. That includes 86 administrators as well as 146 teachers. Now, under this new agreement, 60 eligible teachers would retain their current pay and benefits while serving as enhanced building substitute roles until they're recalled to full-time positions or choose to leave the district. This agreement is not a long-term solution. It only extends through the 2026-2027 academic year.
The Toledo Police Department is looking to have 30% of its force be women by the year 2030. Here's ONN's Angela Ann.
This is part of a national initiative called 30 by 30, which aims to change the underrepresentation of women in policing, including the Police Academy class. 109 out of 624 sworn officers in the Toledo Police Department are women, making up roughly 17% of the force. Now, this is 3% above the national average, but the department is looking to grow this number. Studies show women in policing are named in fewer lawsuits, are perceived as being more honest and compassionate, and see better outcomes for crime victims.
And this week, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine kicked off the 16th annual Biggest Week in American Birding. ONN's Tracy Townsend has more.
Every year, the Biggest Week in American Birding Festival brings in $40 million in tourism to towns along Lake Erie. So this week, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine and First Lady Fran DeWine attended Bird Ohio Day at McGee Marsh in Ottawa County. Visitors say they're seeing a lot of different species of birds and enjoying the experience. And the day included birding walks, a songbird banding demonstration, and a visit from a barn owl.
Thanks to our television affiliates WBNS in Columbus, WTOL in Toledo, and WKYC in Cleveland for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.